Let us pray. God, help us to realize the power of inconvenience, interruption, and unlikely twists. As you unsettle us, may you also redirect us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've been thinking about the Magi and Epiphany over the past few weeks as I've been thinking about what I might reflect on today. And I read an article, and it led me to think on this question. Have you ever thought of the Magi and their message as being politically incorrect? What exactly does that mean, politically incorrect? Well, usually it's a message that upsets or offends someone. It unsettles the status quo. It speaks about the established power and how that power is being used or misused or abused. It's often comments that are made toward political leaders. There's no doubt that the arrival of the Magi made a political statement, and it certainly was not politically correct. It was offensive. It was unsettling, to say the least. It challenged the status quo of what had become the norm. The world was about to change. God had entered the realm of humanity. God was up to something that would turn everything around. Nothing could, nothing would remain the same in the presence of God's Messiah. Think about Herod for a moment. He looks like a brutal tyrant, doesn't he? He executed many of his political opponents as well as members of his own family, including several of his wives and his sons. His primary goal was to maintain his power, and he was constantly vigilant against possible threats to that power that belonged to him. And especially from those who claim to fulfill the royal prophecies of the Jewish scriptures. It wasn't just him, though. His erratic behavior inspired fear among those who had to govern the nation alongside of him. As the scripture for this morning tells us, much of the city and much of Herod's court were not pleased either with the arrival of the Magi, with their politically incorrect inquiries about a newborn king. Because if Herod became disturbed, then people would die. The message of the Magi would bring about the demise of political power, and Herod knew that. And those in Herod's court knew it too. And the last thing they wanted, the last thing they needed, was a rival for power and authority. The message of the Magi was simple, something like what Gandhi said: in a gentle way you can shake the world. And through the incarnation, through the child in Bethlehem, that's exactly what God was doing. In a gentle way, God was shaking the world. God was doing whatever it took to reach out to and to embrace all people and all of creation too. Through this young child, God's reach and God's embrace in Jesus Christ got bigger and bigger and bigger. No one would be excluded. The radical truth in Jesus Christ is that no one is beyond God's embrace. No one is undeserving of God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy. So no matter what the authorities thought, no matter what barriers they placed in the way, God would indeed shake the world. God would make everything new. Things were going to change. It's no wonder that Herod and his court were threatened. Their position, their power, their authority was compromised. And whether they believed it or not, whether they thought it to be true or not, this was reason to celebrate and to rejoice. This was reason to dance for joy, because something was about to happen. This was good news. Not necessarily for Herod and his people, but it was good news for everyone else. Jesus would go about his ministry. He would continue to be politically incorrect. He would challenge the authorities. He would eat with outcasts and sinners. He would touch those who were sick and people who lived with disabilities. He would call the dead back to life. And ultimately, Jesus would draw all people to himself as he was lifted on the cross and died on the cross. Good news indeed, unless you're the one whose reign and power is being compromised and challenged. Jesus was born to be king. The long-awaited promised one who would inaugurate a new reign of justice, a reign of peace, a reign of equality, the key to a whole new world. God was fulfilling a long-ago promise that God had made to his people. And the truth is, God wants and God intends for Jesus to reign equally today, in our world, in our time, in all the various situations we face in our lives as individuals and together as church. Another truth, though, there are just as many Herods out there today who are active, who are vocal, who intentionally stand as a barrier to the coming of God's kingdom and the proclamation of the good news of the gospel. Jesus' message and the gospel that Jesus preached was not just politically incorrect some 2,000 years ago. It's equally politically incorrect today. Is it politically correct to truly believe in the grace of God, a grace that will change this world beyond anything imagined? And not only to believe in it, but to proclaim it, and to proclaim it with boldness and with conviction. And for you and I, through the living out of our baptismal ministries, to make a difference in the here and now as we contribute to the kingdom of God, and as our very lives are a proclamation of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is it politically correct to believe and hope and trust that the weak will be made strong, that the poor will be rich, that the vulnerable will be raised up? I wonder, where does that leave those who are strong or rich who are secure today? Perhaps threatened. To be sure, the power dynamics of Herod's time are still at work today. But the good news is, Herod didn't succeed in defeating God's agenda of love and mercy then, and the Herods of today won't succeed either. The good news of Jesus Christ will be proclaimed. The promises of God will come to fruition. The kingdom of God will be a reality. And so, politically correct or not, I choose to believe in all that is good, in all that is hopeful, in all that is healing, in all that is good news. And especially when that good news speaks of justice and grace and mercy and truth. And not just for a selective few deemed worthy, but for all people and for all of creation too. Yes, that's a radical statement to make. But it's the truth of our faith through the good news and the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that's the ministry we embrace as followers of Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, like the Magi that we remember, like those Magi whose witness we give thanks for this morning, let's each and every one of us be radical in the living out of our faith. And let us be politically incorrect in the proclamation of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.